Thank you for joining me today. And yesterday I told you how the trials of Jesus, 6 in total, 2 major trials in 3 stages each, why they were unjust. And then I began a discussion about why they were also illegal. And that's where we pick up today as we reach back inside the Bible and observe one of the illegal trials of Jesus. This is his second trial before the Jewish high priest, Caiaphas. Let's pick up our reading in Matthew's Gospel at our chapter 26 and verse 57. I will read to you Matthew chapter 26 and verses 57 through 68. Those who had seized Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. But Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and entered in and sat down with the officers to see the outcome. Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain false testimony against Jesus, so that they might put him to death. They did not find any, even though many false witnesses came forward. But later on, 2 came forward and said, "This man stated, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" The high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Do you not answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you?" But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God to tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said it yourself. Nevertheless, I tell you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has blasphemed. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, you have now heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered, "He deserves death." Then they spat in his face and beat him with their fists, and others slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is the one who hit you?" You have heard me read that before in our series leading up to Resurrection Sunday, but today I will identify in the text something different than I have before. This is an inexhaustible passage, and what I want to show you herein are the illegalities of this quote-unquote trial. There are 5, and I have labeled them as such. I'll give all 5 to you, then repeat them with detail. They are as follows. First, the location and the timing of this trial was illegal. Second, the council was only legally to serve as judge and jury, but here they serve as prosecutors as well. Third, they induced false witness testimony against Jesus. That's definitely illegal. Fourth, the high priest attempts to get Jesus to incriminate himself. And fifth, the guilty verdict and sentence of death is given illegally. For those of you taking notes, don't worry, I'll repeat those as we move down into the text. And let's start with the first one. The location and the timing of this trial was illegal. Jewish law dictated quite clearly that a trial such as this could only take place in public in the daylight and only at the temple. Instead, what we read about here took place at night, in private, and at the home of Caiaphas, not at the temple. Let's be careful with the details here so that I adequately show you the illegalities. For example, how do we know this took place at night? Well, remember that just prior to Jesus being brought to Caiaphas, he has already been dragged to see Annas, the former high priest, and a personal enemy to Jesus. We get that detail over in John's Gospel, chapter 18. And where was Jesus prior to that? Many of you will remember this. He was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane before Judas showed up with the mob who were carrying lanterns and torches, says the Bible. And why were they carrying first century flashlights? They did so because it was nighttime. It was dark. So when we pull together the timeline, Gethsemane, Annas, and now Caiaphas, we know this took place at night, under the cover of darkness. The council, that is the Sanhedrin, anxious to get a verdict on Christ, by morning before the public woke up and learned about all their illegal activity. Jesus was very popular with the public at this time. And it's obvious in Matthew 26 why we know this took place at the home of Caiaphas and not the temple. Verse 58 says Peter was in the courtyard of the high priest. And the courtyard was part of the high priest's home. That is illegal. It's not the temple. So this is the first of their illegal acts. And now let's move on to the second one. Second, the council acted as prosecutor, not only as judge and jury. The law said the council was to serve as judge and jury of someone already adequately charged with a crime. But Jesus has not been charged. So, in order for them to pronounce judgment on Christ, they were acting as prosecutors first. And that is illegal according to their own law. This speaks to how quickly they were operating, hoping to get this trial over and done with by morning. And knowing this, that leads them to illegal act number three. Third, the Sanhedrin induced false witness testimony against Jesus. We read that right in verse 59. Again, this is Matthew 26, 59. Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain false testimony against Jesus so that they might put him to death. There it is. They are once again operating beyond the limits of the law they all knew so well. Typically, the Sanhedrin would never, ever have been willing to break it, but for Christ, they sure are. And listen to verse 60. They did not find any, even though many false witnesses came forward. But later on, two came forward. Jesus is innocent, and so, of course, they cannot find any false witnesses. Jesus never did anything wrong. He is sinless. So the enemies of Jesus had nothing. Even when we keep reading and learn that eventually two did come forward, we learn that they couldn't get their story straight. What they said Jesus said is not what he said, and other details didn't match either. If we had time today, we could read in John 2 what Jesus actually said, and then in Mark 14, verse 56, hear these words, "For many were giving false testimony against Jesus, and their testimony was not consistent." It's so true. Mark 14, 56. It is not legal to induce false witness testimony at a trial, and that's exactly what the whole council did to our Lord. Are you with me? I know we are looking at the law here today, and sometimes that feels complex. Of course, it depends who you are. Lawyers and judges tuning in will understand this far better than me, or perhaps you, and prosecutors, any of you out there? But everyone else, hang in there. We need to know this because God has seen fit to include it in his written word. And what it reveals is how despised Jesus is. I've counted five illegal acts in Matthew 26 at this second trial for Jesus. And now let's move down to the fourth one. Fourth, the high priest attempts to get Jesus to incriminate himself. This is in verses 62 to 64 of Matthew 26. And due to time, I'm going to focus on verses 62 and just the first part of verse 63. I will not cover how Jesus eventually does answer Caiaphas, but let me reread verses 62 to 63a. The high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Do you not answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you?" But Jesus kept silent. Clearly, what the high priest Caiaphas wants is for Jesus himself to say, "I am guilty of what you accuse me of." And Caiaphas knows that if Jesus will say it, then the Lord has incriminated himself, and the Sanhedrin will have what they need to give him the guilty charge. But notice how verse 63 starts out, "But Jesus kept silent." Jesus is far, far wiser than Caiaphas will ever be. So we have the illegal act of pressing self-incrimination. And finally, fifth, the guilty verdict and sentence of death is done illegally. Listen to what Caiaphas says and does in verses 65 to 66 of Matthew 26. "Then the high priest tore his robes and said, 'He has blasphemed. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, you have now heard the blasphemy. What do you think?' They answered, 'He deserves death.' He asks the Sanhedrin, illegally now serving as prosecutors, 'What further need do we have of witnesses?' This is a bogus question. They haven't had any true witnesses yet. This is an illegitimate trial. This is a raving injustice. And then Caiaphas asked the Sanhedrin, in their capacity as judge and jury over Jesus, 'What do you think?' And they rip off their verdict. 'He deserves death.' They have no mercy. They have not deliberated and carefully considered evidence. they have no evidence. But these were requirements of the law, as I told you at the end of yesterday's broadcast and podcast. As judges, they were supposed to have spent one full day fasting and thinking deeply about a verdict before a person was sentenced to death, an undoable act that they were supposed to have taken very seriously. They're talking about taking somebody's life away. But once again, with Jesus, they set that step aside quickly. He deserves death, they cry out. Oh, no, he doesn't. Friends, Jesus deserved none of this. None of this. This is an unjust and illegal trial. And this was only one of six Christ faced. If we had time, we could read about many, many more things illegally done in this sham process. But we're coming to the end of our time. Well, at the start of this week, I wanted to show you that all of the trials of Jesus were unjust and illegal. I hope that I have done that successfully. As always, I encourage you to read the Bible for yourself right here in the Gospels and see what you can find. As you read the text, ask God to reveal himself to you. I am, of course, aware that I have not yet covered verses 67 and 68 that I read in Matthew 26 earlier, and that's because I'm saving those for tomorrow. Here's what you can do in preparation for the next God Is. Get a hold of your Bible and read Matthew chapter 26, verses 67 to 68. That's easy. It's two verses, Matthew 26, 67 through 68. And when you read it, circle words that indicate Jesus was humiliated. Just take out a pen and circle anything that indicates the council, that is, the Sanhedrin, was humiliating the Christ. Then, have that with you when you tune in tomorrow, and come back and join us for another edition of God Is.